Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why is Harry still here? Why are you in here? This show is not yours.
Why is Harry in here, and why is he sabotaging our show limits? Huh?
I don't know. I don't know why he's still
here. He does
there.
It every day.
Every day?
Yes. You tell me back there that that stuff that you need to play, he's got on lock and everything. Now Crowley's in here sabotaging it. Bob, guess what?
What, Joe? We're talking about the Steelers and the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
TJ Watt's absence, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you later. Why don't we get to that story? Because that hovers over the game tonight, but there's also just a lot to talk about. Here's how I see it right now, based on what's been reported. It's just really the facts, but there seems to be one large unanswered question, is that TJ Watt at some point Wednesday, which was an off day, had a dry needling treatment. I didn't know what dry needling was until this report came out, really until after JJ Watt reported it, right? Because
right.
We were all speculating before that what this could be. And that dry needling session resulted in a partially collapsed lung for which he had surgery. So I don't know how any of that works. I don't. But the main question now appears to be, well, two of them. When's he coming back? And also, was that somebody from the team who performed that dry needling or an outside practitioner? If you talk to people, and I was talking to Doran after his show today, you know, outside people do come in to do these things in the team facility from time to time. So it could have been an outside person or it could have been somebody for the Steelers. That seems to be a very pertinent question, especially as liability goes, does it not?
Yes, I think, you know, liability obviously comes into play here at some point. But normally when stuff is done at the team facility, I think it's a team person who's doing it, part of the medical team with that team. Having said that, I mean, I've seen a lot of guys go on their own to get acupuncture outside of the building. They do hyperbaric chambers. They do all of these sorts of things in an effort to try, and I think it underscores how difficult it is to be out there every single Sunday, all the wear and tear and the injuries these guys go through. So you're trying to do anything to make yourself available as best you can. So this sounds like something that happened. They quickly recognized it, and they did something to make sure it was okay, and he's okay now at home. If you're asking me when I think he'll be back, I have no idea other than to say TJ Watt's a guy who wants to play. And I would be not surprised if he were back in the game on next Sunday against Detroit. I don't know how long this is supposed to take to rehab. Rest, they say, is very important. Obviously, when you're dealing with the lungs, that's something you don't want to mess around with. So But I know that he has a need to play, want to play, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's back for Detroit. Again, that's a guess. It could be he misses more time. But this is a tough situation to go through, given the fact that they really need him in that lineup, I think, and the record speaks to that. They're 1-11 without him.
Yeah, I think they're way better prepared from a football standpoint to withstand his absence. But, Bob, I think at times teams do allow outside people to come into the facility and perform these things on players. To me, that's the key question. And the other one you mentioned, and according to Tom Pelissero, he says the Steelers are, quote, hopeful Watt is back on the field against the Lions. Adam Schefter, meanwhile, made it sound less hopeful. He said, we'll see if he's able to come back in next week. That's going to be challenging, too. He sounded much less optimistic. He had surgery on his lung. Like, you could say, well, it was a small surgery, or like they always say, the only minor surgery is when it's done on somebody else, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's on a lung. So I have no idea. I wouldn't be surprised to hear anything. I wouldn't be surprised to hear he's playing next week. I wouldn't be surprised to hear he's out an undetermined amount of time when it comes to something.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
this.
Nobody knows. The only person who's going to know is he and the team and their physicians on the team. So I asked friends of mine who are in that doctor field. Again, generally, they have no knowledge of this specific situation. But stuff like this, there are a number of different ways they can do it. One of them is a very small way of getting in there and changing whatever happens in the lung. Another way is more complicated than that. Depending on what it is, though, they've told me if you're an athlete like he is, he can recover from this quicker, more than you think. That's why I wouldn't rule out Detroit. But I also think if they're going to be involved in the playoffs, they want him 100% healthy, whenever that may be, and you may not want to rush him back. So I'm just glad he's okay. That's something you never want to hear of, a collapsed lung, stuff like that going on with somebody. That's tough to listen to. So they acted quickly. They got him in there. They took care of it. And now he's resting and hopefully back soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right. They acted, I guess, as quick as they could. But the question is, were they also implicated in what happened in the first place? So,
well, the NFLPA will be involved. They always are in these kinds of things. And the fact that JJ put that out there before anyone else,
right,
tells me that that could be a situation moving forward.
Well, that also tells me that no matter what moving forward, that TJ Watt is going to get his opinion and his side of the story out there right quick, I think, through his brother JJ. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I mean, that's exactly what happened. Because, the Steelers were kind of just telling you the bare minimum and putting that spin on it, which is fine. That's what a team mostly does. They're not going to give you all the information. Once he, I don't think there's a more impeccable source than your brother, family member who knows exactly what's going on. So, Yeah, but the thing is, this game tonight without him takes on a different look, I think. And like I said, I think Miami would say, okay, we may have thought of not running in that direction. Now we are. We're going to test whoever's over there. Who do you think it might be, and what do you think schematically they will do to try to offset his loss?
Well, it's going to be Herbig, right? Some combination of Herbig and Sawyer
will be in there, too. Yeah. But I think they're going to have to do other things, too.
Yeah.
To help out over there.
Maybe. But back to Watt for a minute, and the dry needling, just so people know, is this is through Will Graves' story in the AP, according to the Cleveland Clinic. A treatment used for, quote, pain and movement issues associated with myofascial trigger points. So in other words, it's a, you know, I think acupuncture.
Yeah, like a pain-killing massage, deep massage, that type of thing.
So you insert thin needles into or near your trigger points. And I know Patrick Queen was quoted in this story and others saying he prefers acupuncture to dry needling. He said kind of two different things. Acupuncture, you go to school for a longer period of time. There's a whole much more scientific thing that goes into it. I don't do the whole dry needle thing, said Queen. I'm actually scared of dry needling, so I try to stay away from that stuff. James Harrison, this was through Brooke Pryor's story, told ESPN's Jeremy Fowler way back in 2015 that it was a common practice among Steelers players, dry needling, that this was done all the time. He said it's a more invasive form of needling, painful as hell, he said. Makes you sore the next day, but the day after you feel fine. He said about a handful of players did it back then. So it sounds like something that at least then, and maybe now, I don't know, fairly common, but maybe more risk to it than acupuncture. And this is just it's an unbelievable situation that has occurred here, right?
Something I don't think any of us would have expected, especially on a day last week, it was Wednesday, they did not have a practice scheduled. It was going to be an off day. They rewrote their entire practice week to get them more rest at the beginning of the week, and here they are. Then you hear of an injury that happened on a non-practice day, and that's very rare to see, especially at the team facility. So, you know, we'll see. He's not going to be there tonight. He may be there next week. He may not be there. I don't think anyone's going to have an answer until actual next Sunday.
And as far as the football park goes that you got into there, Bob, they're clearly way better prepared. That doesn't mean they're totally prepared or that they won't feel his absence, because even in a down year, TJ Watt, A, is occupying all kinds of people all the time, which frees up other people. And B, still, like, take the beginning of last week's game. He absolutely laid some big hits on Derrick Henry early in that game, and I thought he discouraged the Ravens from running early in that game.
Yeah.
To pretend that just because his personal numbers are down, that he's not a highly impactful player, even when he's not making plays, is delusional to me. At the very least, he's occupying multiple players, and he's a guy that opposing teams game plan
absolutely
specifically for, and therefore allocate resources specifically to, and that ain't happening this week. In fact, it might be the other guy that they do that with this week.
Right.
If Highsmith is healthy, he may be a guy you game plan for.
And Highsmith is playing really good football. When he's been in there, he's had a very good year, I thought. And so, yeah, he may get the attention over there now, which would make it interesting and very imperative that who's ever over there on the other side.
I'm pretty confident in Herbig. You?
I am too, but I don't necessarily, I've never really seen him on that side operate versus the other side. So, I mean, he's done that a little bit, but I think Sawyer's going to get his. They're going to have a rotation of guys in there. They may even bring DeMarvin Leal up for this game. He was on the practice squad. They let him go. They brought him back.
Okay, now I'm going to pick the Dolphins.
I'm just saying, they're going to need more bodies there, right? Not just three. They're going to have somebody else.
They're, without question, going to test the edges of the Steelers' defense. They're going to test the corners. Asante Samuel, not exactly known as a tackling
machine. And James Pierre, I think, is out this game with a concussion.
The good news is Derek Harmon back.
Or is he still questionable? I thought he was questionable.
Questionable.
Darnell Washington is back fully. They said he's okay. And that's a key. Now, how would you like to tackle him in this kind of weather? Cold guy that big coming at you, and you got to tackle him. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, Miami's one of the best teams statistically in tackling people. They don't let you get away with stuff. And on the other hand, they're one of the most elusive teams you know, making people miss tackles. They're very good in that. So I think tonight especially, that becomes a major point of emphasis.
The Batconian Mongoose had a good stat on that. If only I could find it, Bob.
About the yard, about tackles after contact or missed.
Here it is, according to Sport Radar. And I know that you follow that site, Bob.
Radar O'Reilly.
The Dolphins are breaking more tackles per carry than any team in the NFL, and the Steelers are second only to the Bengals in most missed tackles.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's a problem for a team that's running as well as Miami is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.